Good evening. The 10 p.m. news with Patience Wingo. The main points. Far North Region flood victims rejoice as Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atakanji, delivers much-needed relief aid from the presidential couple. Out of Cameroon, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is gravely alarmed by reports of a full-scale assault on the Sudanese city of Al-Fashi from the Parliamentary Rapid Support Forces, RSF. And in sports, Cameroonian cyclist Rodrigue Quere triumphs in International Cycling Tour of Côte d'Ivoire. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. Thousands of flood victims in the Mayo Danai division of the Far North region have received humanitarian aid from the presidential couple. The distribution in Yagua today was supervised by the representative of the head of state, Minister of Territorial Administration Paul Atakanji, in the presence of regional authorities. Our special envoy to Yagua, Gu Henry, reports.
A total of 3,700 beneficiaries from 450 families this Saturday benefited from the largesse of the presidential couple on the largest resettlement site for the flood victims in Orudaban on the outskirts of Iyagua. Relief items like mattresses, blankets plus foodstuffs have been distributed to them under the watchful eye of the special envoy of the head of state, Territorial Administration Minister Paul Atakanji. Prior to the distribution exercise, the minister visited the collapsed bridge over the River Danai, the Bishop and Lamido of Iyagua. Minister Paul Atakanji disclosed that President Paul Biya has disbursed the sum of close to 2 billion CFA francs for the flood victims in the Far North. Three councils hard hit by the floods each received the sum of 500 million CFA francs to rehabilitate damaged infrastructure cursed by the floods. The territorial administration boss, who is expected in Maga, still in the Mayo Danai division this Sunday, where a portion of the dike on the River Logon has broken, also conveyed the message of compassion and condolences from the presidential couple to the bereaved families and the victims in the Mayo Danai division. Christian Besigi Besigi, Gu Henry, on special assignment in Orudaban, Yagua.
During the operation to distribute the relief supplies in Yagua, Minister Paul Atakanji said the President of the Republic emphasizes the importance of disaster anticipation. This is about early warning and early action, also known as ACTION. He spoke to Gu Henry. Take a listen.
We are in a very difficult situation, but once again, the head of state and the presidential couple have done what they have been doing, sending us here to come and carry relief packages to the victims of this flood. And I think that the most important message from the head of state is that we should, as of now, henceforth, anticipate on the flood, something which is inevitable. We are talking about climatic change, which is causing most of the disasters that we are witnessing. But the head of state has instructed that we should take preventive measures. And if you can see that things are being managed properly, it's because we had anticipated on this danger, and that is why everything is under control. So we can say that the population is very happy, and the head of state said that the distribution should be done publicly. Everything has to be transparent. That is why you see me here. The governor is here, the SDO is here, his collaborators are here, the force of law and order, because it's a very important package which was transported from Yaoundé with about 50 heavy loaded trucks. So we have to be here and ascertain that effectively flood victims have received these relief packages from the presidential couple.
In Douala, one person has been killed and many others injured Friday night while gangsters attacked a fuel station and some business places. They made away with gadgets and other belongings they seized from many people. Updates with Pontianus Lawong in the following report.
At about 7 p.m. Friday, a group of about 15 gangsters stormed a fuel station in the Kumasi neighborhood of Douala 1 subdivision, roughhandling customers, workers and passers-by. They went further to attack leisure spots and other business places, making away with money, jewels, cell phones and other items. They killed one person, 50-year-old Blaise Eyango, and wounded several others, including a young man in his mid-40s who struggled to get to a nearby hospital at about 1 a.m. bleeding profusely. Medics, however, say he is fast recovering. Security forces have so far apprehended two of the suspected assailants and the governor of the littoral region, Dieudonne Evrard de Bois, who was on the field to assess the situation Saturday morning, has called for calm as the forces combat the phenomenon that has been termed microbe.
We didn't get the alarm as early as possible. That's why when the gendarmes and policemen went to the field, they didn't take those people, but two of them have been caught. They're just saying that they are among those people that killed the man of yesterday night.
It should be recalled that some weeks back, administrative authorities banned the movement of commercial motorcycles in the Bali and Bonaprison neighborhoods following the murder of a certain Pierrot Kunz Mise at his residence. However, this time around, eyewitnesses say they did not come on bikes, but on foot. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, Douala.
Elsewhere on the news, World Peace Day is being commemorated today with the theme, Cultivating a Culture of Peace. Residents of Yaoundé are sharing their thoughts on the concept, with some viewing it as the absence of war and others interpreting it as a mindset. Their perspectives are presented in this report by Hortensia Ngam.
As the International Day of Peace is observed across the globe, here in Yaoundé, opinions on what peace means are as diverse as the people themselves. From bustling markets to quiet corners of the city, a shopkeeper reflects thoughtfully.
It's when there is calmness everywhere, where people are free to do whatever thing they want to and when they want to. There is no bloodshed.
On the other hand, a university student sees peace from a different perspective. For her, it's about living in harmony.
Peace is perfect serenity. Peace is cohabiting with my neighbors without fear of being judged or insulted. Peace is freedom to go to places without the fear of being attacked.
And then there is a teacher who believes peace goes beyond the absence of conflict.
Peace is compassion. It's about understanding others, helping each other grow, and having the space to develop as individuals and as a society.
While these definitions vary, one sentiment remains clear. Peace is essential for progress. At a time when Cameroon's two English-speaking regions are embroiled in a prolonged crisis, the calls for peace are becoming louder.
Meanwhile, the International Day of Peace was celebrated today in Manju, located in the Loman Jerem Division of the East, with the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Bonuna Futso, presiding over the 43rd edition of the event. This was in the presence of administrative, security and traditional leaders along with several youth groups. Celestine Sumbele spoke with the minister, who provided insight into the significance of today's celebration and its impact on fostering peace and unity in the East region that today harbors Cameroonians from all parts of the country.
We have chosen this year Manju, which, as you know, is a cosmopolitan city with population coming from all our regions and even the neighboring countries, the Central African Republic, so that those refugees and the Cameroonian population should live in peace. We train the community mediators, peace ambassadors, and we also decided that to couple this ceremony with the handing over the support to the young beneficiaries of the 3-year special youth plan, because they are the ones sometimes enrolled in extremism, violent extremism, because of their vulnerability. That's why those support comes to assure them of the will of the head of state, His Excellency Paul Biya, for their socio-economic integration, but also to engage them more in the promotion of peace.
You were listening there to the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso. Muslim dignitaries from 5 African countries gathered in Gaoundéré, Cameroon for special prayers at the main mosque, seeking peace and harmony for the nation and divine protection for President Paul Biya as he navigates state of affairs. The event coincided with the celebration of the birthday of Prophet Muhammad and featured notable figures, including the Lamido of Ngaoundere, Muhammadu Hayatu Isa, and the governor of the Adamawa region, Kildadi Tagieke Bukar. Ayuk John Ashu reports from Ngaoundere.
This is a culmination of 2 weeks of intense meditation, during which over 2,000 verses of the Holy Quran were cited by the Muslim dignitaries from 30 localities in Cameroon, joined in Ngaoundere by their brethren from Chad, Senegal, Egypt, Nigeria, and Mauritania to implore Allah. Dr. Ahmed Modibo is a Muslim scholar from Nigeria.
King Hayatu of Ngaoundere called for us. We are praying for the president of this country, Paul Biya, and give them peace and harmony.
The host of the event, His Royal Highness Muhammadu Hayatu Isa, Lamido of Ngaoundere, through his spokesperson, Amadou Labaran, described the prayer session as a commitment to uphold the values of peace, an initiative lauded by the governor of the Adamawa region, Kildadi Tagieke Bukar.
We have to congratulate those who came from far and wide. They are elevated prayers for the head of state, for our country.
To the Muslim dignitaries from across Africa, the collective prayers on the occasion of Maulid, that is the Islamic celebration of Prophet Muhammad's birthday, will continue to foster unity and peace in Cameroon and Allah's protection of President Paul Biya at the helm of state. Ngaoundere, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
Young people in the North region have been urged to embrace peace and multiculturalism while rejecting divisive behaviors that hinder progress. The call to action was made by the president of the North Regional Youth Council during the 43rd observance of the International Peace Day celebrated in Garowa under the theme Promoting a Culture of Peace. Julius Neba.
The commemoration of the International Day of Peace at the Alliance Française in Garoua brought together young councillors in the region and other youth leaders who were schooled by some seasoned peace crusaders like Sira Avalai, a civil society activist, on the key role they have to play in promoting peaceful coexistence despite the challenges they face.
Youth represents the larger part of the nation's population, and we are the first victims of social, cultural and structural violence. So what we do is to inculcate in youths values of peace, tolerance and social cohesion.
The Benue Divisional Delegate of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Fankana Traore, reminded the youth of the key role they have to play in the peaceful development of the nation.
The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education calls on the youth and Cameroonians in general to strive in preserving this peace that is dear to the head of states and to our nation.
The president of the North Regional Youth Council, Samson Eliezer, says they are working with different community leaders to spread the message of social cohesion and peaceful coexistence.
We are working with youth leaders, religious authorities, members of the National Youth Council and others, because sensitizing them means we are impacting all communities.
The youths were encouraged to create peace clubs in schools and craft positive messages that will continue to cultivate and promote a durable culture of peace. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
On to this press release, the entrance examination into CRTV's Audiovisual Heritage Training and Conservation Institute, IFCPA, is to take place next week. The written part is planned for September 24 and the orals for September 25. The examinations will be held in Yaoundé, and the 10 regional stations candidates have until September 20 to submit their files. That was yesterday. CRTV's Audiovisual Heritage Training and Conservation Institute is located in Yaoundé. It offers courses in broadcast journalism, directing, video editing, sound, image, audiovisual archiving, computer graphics and multimedia, audiovisual exploitation techniques, and many other fields. On to this sad news. Popular Bikutsi musician Nigel Mamadou has passed away at the age of 62 after a long battle with illness. He died at the Yaoundé University Teaching Hospital on September 2024. Nigel rose to fame with his hit Levez les doigts and Espoir et Espoir, released in 2007. Now in news out of the country, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is gravely alarmed by reports of a full-scale assault on the Sudanese city of Al-Fashir by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, and calls on its leader to halt the attack immediately. Guterres has warned any further escalation threatens to spread the conflict throughout the country's western Darfur region. And in more news out of the country, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has accepted a CNN invitation to a presidential debate on the 23rd of October, just days before the November election. But hours later, Donald Trump has told supporters at a rally in North Carolina that he would not participate, saying it is too late. The two faced off in a previous debate in Philadelphia on the 10th of September 2024. And on to sport, starting with this press release, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education hereby informs the public that the closing ceremony of the 2023-2024 sports season and the solemn handing of trophies to the deserving clubs made up of 50 national civilian sports federations will take place on the 29th of September 2024 at the Ahmadu Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé under the distinguished patronage of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya. The Cameroon Football Cup final opposing Aigle Royale of Menwa to Colombe of Ja and Lobo shall be the highlight of the ceremony. This is signed Professor Narcisse Moelle-Kombi. Meanwhile, elsewhere, Roderick Quere is the winner of the 30th edition of the Côte d'Ivoire International Cycling Tour. His time of 15 hours, 44 minutes and 51 seconds secured him the yellow jersey. Updates with Harrison Ashu in this report.
Four out of the seven laps of the Côte d'Ivoire International Cycling Tour were won by three cyclists of the SNH Velo Club of Cameroon. Tchofo Fabrice won the first lap, while his captain Clovis Kamzong Abosolo secured the second lap and kept the yellow jersey to the fourth lap of the race, where another teammate, Nunawe Quere Roderick, overtook them. Roderick went on to win the yellow jersey of the competition after winning two laps of the race. Despite Malians, Diamond Tene and Kongola occupying the first two positions of this Saturday's Katiola Bouaké 7-lap of the race and Rawende of Burkina Faso finishing on the third spot in the 57.1-kilometer stretch, three Cameroonian cyclists stood out on the top three positions on the general classification table: Nunawe Quere Roderick, Tchofo Fabrice and Clovis Kamzong Abosolo, in that order.
That report from Harris Nashu concludes this edition of the 10 p.m. news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.